Alright, sweet, coming back at you again. It's been a while, but we're not going to let that happen again. But I had to get back started. What I want to talk about today, and I got a lot of feedback on the past episode, so we're going to start having guests. It's going to be sweet. I'm excited about that. But I learned something today that, like, Google and Amazon and companies like that, they, like, pay zero taxes. And that was amazing to me. And I remember when our president was running for office, and I remember Mrs. Hillary Clinton was accused Trump of not paying taxes and getting weaseling his way out of it. And he came back some hard, like, yo, I don't pay him because I'm utilizing the bill that you signed, you wrote. And she gave him a look like, I can't believe you just unveiled that. I mean, that's just me. I do remember that. I don't know how I feel about that, because the information is there, and we're not utilizing the information. That's why some people look at it, they don't understand why we ain't got no money. And I've been talking to people, talking to neighbors, and it's funny how it's all coming together now. The successful people, black or white, they think alike. You know, the medium, low level, they think it's against them. And I've been a chance to kind of experience a little bit of both. So I'm kind of torn in between each one. And I do think it's a lot of crab in the bucket. I do think they strategically put people on top. And so now you just look up the bucket and think that's the only way to be successful. Again, like I used to say, there's a door up the other way, but we don't even look that way because by design, they place somebody on top, like a Kobe Bryant, and that's the only way to go. And that's not just black, but just people and on the grind, on the hustle, that's their demise. The successful people, they'll help you if you want it. You got a strategic plan, and you invested in it, and you did what you needed to do. I strongly believe that you can get placed in the proper situation, not black, not white, none of that. It's just successful people want to be successful. But I know certain people get in certain situations when they get help. So if they're making $1 million, but they mentor the person that brought them on is making 10, they got a problem with that. Don't concern yourself with what they're making. If you get a glimpse of what they're making, cool. Let that be your motivation. You don't cut off the hand that hooks you up and puts you on. That doesn't make sense. We have to get together and stay together. People that help you, then you bring in people up. It's one big domino effect. And certain businesses, guys, getting a little bit success, and they let it go to their head. Certain guys I run into, they got a business, and some of them like to hear you talk to them like they're the bomb. So I give it to them. I give them what they want to hear. And then I'm hoping that's going, you know, they're going to take that energy I'm giving and they're going to take it and, you know, rejuvenate it back out the proper way. But a lot of them ain't. They are not. I know this cat who thinks he got it going on right now. But he's a joke. That's what we don't want. But I come to realize that taking jabs, that don't work. You know, I'm just going to feed them cookies all the time. And hopefully they'll wake up from that. Or eat the cookies and say, wow, I like this because I want to get more cookies. You gave me cookies. Let me see how I can help other people so I can get more cookies. I like the cookies. And now I want to help. I want to give somebody cookies. But if we're not doing that, it doesn't work. There's a bunch of individuals that run their businesses. These one-on-one businesses. And they make a substantial amount of money. But again, I cannot say it enough, the amount of wealth you generate when you come together is beyond me. Because it explained something to me, we're looking for freedom. And unfortunately, in this country, money is the only way you're going to get freedom. Everybody think they're the smartest and think what they've done. No longer, I was telling somebody on my way back from Virginia, no longer do we want to use the big words and those phrases and things that make you gotta think. Did he mean that? Or did she mean this? No, I want you to flat out tell me, hey, like college, for example. A kid that's in Georgia can't get accepted to Georgia State, but can get accepted to Iowa and Louisville and Auburn and Texas. Why? I want you to just flat out tell me why. I want you to say, because we don't make money with you being in state. We don't make enough money. You're going to take that guy that wants to come to Georgia State from California, he's out of state, and make more money. Going out to Louisville, pay them, put you in debt, but go out there. Now we're putting you in debt, and you're getting us more money, and I'm making money on this. And just flat out tell me that. Flat out tell me that's your way of giving back to the country and then getting money. Don't feed me no BS. You know, flat out tell me that we just want to use the athletes to generate us money. The younger, the better. And tell me, show me, say, hey, I see how we can make money off the fifth, sixth graders. A bunch of angles, but that money is being made, and we're going to utilize it, and we're going to be paying off your kid's likeness until he can't do nothing no more. And there's nothing you're going to do about it. I'm looking for you just to tell me that. I want you to tell me, yo, we hired grants, and we hired scholarships, because we don't want you to have them. We need it real hard to give you a business loan. Real easy to get a car. things that depreciate. Why is that? Tell me. I want you to let me know that we do that so we can entrap you. I respect that. Tell me that. Don't just trick me. Tell me. Some of you guys don't get it. Get it. Make the verbiage simple and plain. Why is every contract so hard to read? Why is it so much verbiage? Hell, make it simple and plain. Why is it you get pulled over and they think you're drinking and driving, and then they put you on the spot and read this long statement, basically, and they want you to give an answer right then and there. No attorney present. And then if you say yes, it could incriminate you. If you say no, you're going to jail and locking you up. That's your options. Tell me that law is not to benefit the people. It's to benefit the system. And I respect that. Let's just say it. That's all I'm saying. I want you to tell me why somebody can molest a kid, kill a kid, but still get an opportunity to make bail. What if a father owes child support? There is no bail. You have to pay with it, what that judge is feeling at that time. But you're supposed to be for the citizens. Just tell me why. Just tell me it's to benefit our citizens. So we got more money to give too. And don't trick the people that's enforcing it. Tell them the truth. If they think they're doing something. Like that 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 drug dealers, man, please. You catching that same dope is out there. Find another way, but you don't want to. But this business still, the system is business. I get that. So just say that. And so we don't open our eyes to different things like that. We just running around all, you know, my team is the Cowboys, my team is the Raiders, and we just a fan of, aka a fanatic. That's all you are. You don't own the team. You'll never own the team. They only let you buy stock in the team, but you're buying everything. You want to dress up in it. You want to look like them. The same ones that won't let your boy kneel. Don't get me wrong, I'm different. I don't think these dudes should be kneeling for that. Again, I think they should be kneeling for financial equality. You start bringing that in the picture and see what you get. It's too many fans, too many fanatics. You know, I don't get that. What you gonna do? How you gonna change things to work for you? How you gonna do that? If we're gonna follow the same situation, try to go get money from the bank, and you qualify, you generating a lot of money, but credit's a little bit messed up, but you're still trying to pay your loans off when you went to college, but you didn't made a business that generates money, and this dude is still telling you no, even to the point that you are paying one of those loans, preparatory loans, and you paying that sucker for the last 5 years, and all this dude needs to say is, listen, I see you've been paying your loan every day. And I know it's a struggle. Let me give you a traditional loan. Because you've proven that you're generating type of capital and monies to pay us back and then some with the traditional. And then you got more hand money on deck. Tell me why you don't do that. You don't go to the person or anybody else. That's where I believe. With me, color does play a part. You see, as long as these dudes keep focusing on coaching and training and you know, not and, you know, tip the globe, you're good. You said something, man. He said, he made a rap song. That song was called Be True to the Game. When I say he said, Negroes always want to show their teeth. Now, I'm going to be brief, be true to the game. And I look on Twitter and that's all I see is dudes showing their teeth and this, that, and the other. I mean, show me some bread. Show me this money. Yeah, I'm proud of y'all. But we were doing that 10 years ago. I'm proud of y'all. You're getting merchandise. But I need something. What's taking you to the next level? Some of these dudes think they so smart and so bright, but they don't need help. Maybe the smart ones get help. And that's the difference, man. You say man, we partner up. I talked to and they hadn't partnered up. I said, I'll never, ever bring that up again. Because you hold me down. And that's a no-no. These young people out here, they're the ones, black, white, red, I love them because they don't believe in being stopped. My son, his girl, they're like the young Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're working their businesses, they're working their jobs, they're working their houses, they're getting friends, generating money different ways. That's what I'm talking about. You can extend it out. Okay, I know an extension of that, but let's keep it factual. You know, they don't have a fear. See? Let me give you this before I go. Here's the thing. Some of y'all old cats who think you're doing it and you're still doing the same thing and whatever and you're selfish. You're earthly. And you got a lot of fear. You got a bunch of misplaced faith up in you. Because you've been scarred by people. And you got them, you're just getting them scars now. And they're affecting you. They're getting infected. And you're getting infected. You understand what I'm saying? Your scars are getting infected. My scars don't. Why? Because I've been through some shit. Excuse my language. I've been through some things. See, those who ain't been through nothing, they always gonna make those mistakes. See, I've I come from the gutter. And then I've seen the great side of power and wealth, and that was the experience that I talked to it. I built my faith through experience, through trial and error. So in 98, I can say, wow, how did I come up with that? When I was sleeping on the floor, I had nowhere to go. A city I'd never been, nobody would holler at me or nothing. I just had to do what I had to do. Now I got great people I can call on when need be, when truly need be. Off of those relationships that I got. These guys are trying to be over me, and I know people that would just put them out of business or put them out of a job or just almost to have their businesses cease to exist. But that's not the way the game needs to be played. And so I bring those guys with me that want to come. But these guys ain't playing right. I talked to a guy today. I talked to a good friend named Kenyatta Watts. I know he don't throw people's businesses' name out there, but he has a company he's built up. And he said, well, you know, how come guys that I help and this and that, when I need them on my team, they don't come? That's why I didn't build them up. And I said, because you built them up and they shouldn't have been built up. Either they're not supposed to be built up or it's not their time. They ain't got enough scars. So you can get them scars and leave them marks almost like tattoos. But when you get them scars that you ain't supposed to have and you get them, they get infected. And they bring death upon what you're trying to do. And some of y'all getting them scars and you don't even know that they're about to get infected. Them are the worst. If you follow my analogy, you get that scar, get scratched up and you think you're okay. So you don't treat it. Then it comes back up on you. And God told me, you think you're good, and you go, but you can go to, you're not good, unless you go into the bank and you ask, I'll say it again, you ask, for how much do I got in the bank? And that teller says, you have such and such and such, you ain't got no money. The goal is that you go in the bank, you say, how much do I got in the bank? She pulled your account out, she said, oh my Lord. Listen, you know it's going to take a couple of days for me to get all that information together. Is this a joke? Nah, it ain't no joke. How many days you need? Today's Monday. Can you come back Wednesday or Thursday? You got it. Thank you. And you keep pushing, you keep grinding, you keep dealing with people. But these dudes, y'all dudes, these people keep thinking you good. You're not good. You're just surviving. So all you're doing is surviving. The wealth is really good. Two wealthy people. I'm sorry, a wealthy and a poor. Wealthy. You cheat on trying to get into college. You get 10 months of, you know, playing golf and tennis. Poor. You change the scores on the test because if not, you lose your job. You lose your way of providing and surviving. Again, you wealthy. What's your motivation for cheating? I know this person's motivation for cheating because they put out there that if they don't pass, you're going to lose your job. And that's another thing. I'll say that again. I don't understand that. If a school does not do well, the rule was at one time in the office was that it does not receive funding. But the school that does do well, oh, that's great, that's fantastic. You guys will get a raise, a new gym, you're going to get that because you perform. Well, then that means what? That means you don't give a damn about these other people. And most of the time, if you're on the school board, you should say, why is this school not performing? Correct? Why is this school not performing? Put the resources, the funding, to bring this school up to par or this other school right here that just came up. So now that these teachers see that they got the backing, less likely to cheat. You don't want to lose a job. But you can put that in their hat, because the principal or superintendent, whatever, if they're going to be fired, that's the fear. You're not working with them. You're trying to cut somebody's head off. Ridiculous. Some of my podcasts is going to be towards, you know, I may strategically try to put some out there to generate funding. That's not what Spirit said right now. Spirit is to raise awareness. Let me get that on the other end. I'm going to say that's in my heart goes out to this particular school. Yes, yeah. I'm about to get mad. Some athletes got in trouble. Like all kids do, one time or another. You're in trouble, but are you a problem? Let's see. What do you do for the school? Do you cause problems? Not really. What else you do? You just take from the school? I'll take to the education they give me. What else do you do? Look what you're doing. You play sports. You ranked in the country, so you generate money for the school, huh? So you are an extreme asset for the school. Just like the people who got caught. Yeah, the rich people got caught trying to, you know, get their kids in school. They generate money. These money generators for my school, they made a bad choice. So like everything else, they paid for it. Unbeknownst to me, the school principal, the athletic director, wants to take it to another level and tells them, you can't play. After you commit your ISS or OSS or whatever the school requirements is, we want to give it a little more. Why? But we want to send a message to the people that were there. It's not your job to use my child to send a damn message, okay? Don't get me wrong, it's not my child. But that's just the way I feel about all kids. So it's not your job to use my child as an example for you to get your damn point across. That's just me. So now, here we go. These guys says, hey, you're not playing spring ball, and you're not playing 3-4 games or something like that. Whoever hears this, don't get mad at the parents because they ain't got nothing to do with this. So the coach throws a bat and says, yo, I can't not have them during my first 3 games. Them is my best games. Of course, the principal, the new principal and the new athletic director knows this. I've never seen a principal and athletic director go against the athletes. You far more interested in what? What the hell are you more interested in? You supposed to want what's best, was generate money for the school and make it more prosperous. I never seen nobody go up against it. But here we go again. These dudes says, well, we want to change the image. We want to change the image with these kids who's trying to do better with their life. And obviously, you out of touch with how much football and sports means to, I'm going to get a little racial on this one, to a black man, because I've experienced it. So, you want to take that from them. So, Coach Go to Bat said, you can't do that. I need them. Okay, well, we're going to take spring ball. So for a long time, I didn't say anything, and I thought our coach had enforced that, and that wasn't true. When I found out that was the case, I lost my mind. Because I'm saying, oh, well, you know, the coach, he's got a relationship with those kids. That father figure, he's just so upset they got in trouble. I know he got love for him. He's just so disappointed, like we all do as parents. That's how I took it. When I found out he wasn't involved, these two don't even know, they don't even know these kids. And this is what you do. So let me break this down for you. What you're telling me is you don't take practice from the kids? I see when you miss practice, you can't play in the game. That's your reward. But nobody wants to practice. So why you would say you ain't allowed to practice? My son got offered right now. He hate practice. And you think you don't want him to practice? That ain't no punishment. Oh, wait a minute. Unless at practice, you got at least 12 to 15 Division I top notch recruiters coming in to see these guys. So you must know that. Because why would you take practice away from some kids? Well, they don't give a damn about practice unless you want to interfere with them being recruited. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's against the law within the NCAA to interfere with the kid getting recruited. I might be wrong. And if I am wrong, it needs to be right. So you're going out your way to interfere with a kid being recruited. For what? Recruiting is how they get paid. They can't get no actual money. So an offer is how they get paid. A scholarship is how an athlete gets paid. You don't care. You don't care what a kid goes through, the sacrifice they made to be successful, to play. To get a Division I offer, it's easier to hit the lotto twice than to get a Division I offer if you break down the percentages. What you say? I said it's easier to hit a lotto twice than to get a Division I scholarship. When you break down the amount of seniors coming out per year. And that's also adding the guys from other countries, because they're doing that now. And you want to take that away. You have taken that away from them. What is wrong? What's the problem with the picture here? And so I talked to one of my parents, and he says, when he was going through this BS last year, And the association said, well, playing football is a privilege. It's not your whatever. And I thought about that shit. And my response was so quick and so sweet. And I said, Dad, let me tell you something. Let's go to court with that. Give me 12 juries. And let me bring up the amount of money high school, middle school bring, generates. How much money is generated a year? How much the associates? Let me just break that down. And when you see the amount of money that's generated, along with the type of funding and endorsements that the shoe companies get or whoever else, and then I'm going to ask the jury, is this still a privilege? With the amount of money this kid's likeness is bringing up? He's the reason why these teams are on ESPN, because they want to see him go against him. But when they go home, there's no lights on at the house because they're struggling. They don't got no money, but they can generate money on the backs of these dudes all day long. I need to know if my association is truly for me or for that system that makes money and we just survive because we're stupid. You don't want to get down. You're never going to get where you need to be. Because they're going to let you get there and they're going to tell you, okay, that's enough, shut up. You don't want to listen. Make money with them eyes you got. That's all you want to do. When you got that, you good. Think about that. Be able to make money with that face. When you get that, you're good. But these guys is taken away from me for it. They looking like they preaching family. Oh, well, Mr. Stewart, you should mind your business. That got nothing to do with you. You're a damn lie because I need my son depends on these three kids, poor kids, to be successful at what they do. Because if not, they're going to lose. He could possibly get hurt somebody, and look pathetic and this, that, and other. Lose scholarships. I've seen it before with my oldest. I kicked two kids off the team because they went over the summer, went to weddings and went to funerals and they kicked them off and we were horrible. My son didn't win a game. Then I got college, he's telling me, well, sorry, Mr. Stewart, we're used to bringing kids from a winning program. That's why I do this. And I had to go so hard and we overcame it. He played against Alabama, played at the highest level. Broke some records, graduated, nice looking, 4 or 5 businesses, a leader. I'm not being selfish. I want that for everybody. And those that know me, black and white, they all attest to that. You can put their right hand, their body hand on the Bible, they're going to say, yeah, he's that dude. That's how he is. I can only do what I can. My accident, I do what I can, but I'm going to do it effectively. Now, as far as the principle, and that athletic director, maybe they don't understand how much sports means to these kids as a black man. Because no one's told them. And I'll give them that. See, I wanted to tell them, As soon as I find out that it's not your child. And yes, it is. It is mine. I'm going in for mine. And let me tell you something. If it was mine, y'all didn't know me, if it was mine, oh, it would be catastrophe. That's wrong in every bit of the word. And maybe they don't know. But if you want them to hear this, simply be my guest. Anybody want to talk about it? We'll talk about it. You guys out here talking about making mistakes and cheating, man. All these guys cheat to win. That's the pressure that's been put on them. Cheat to win. You give them $100 for 3 years. They build up a type of slap style, and now you want to take it away from them. And now they looking at them. The white guys too. Their wife looking at them like, "What do you mean, about the loser? You better do what you got to do. I like my lifestyle. I like my. What you think you gonna do?" They kissing, they ain't love, this, that, you're gonna do what you gotta do to try to make it, to keep his lifestyle, put his kid in school. But see, if you do it the right way, people gonna come to you. And you ain't gotta cheat. That's gonna be those that's gonna try to tear you down. But all else, that's come with why you get paid. Much as you do, that's okay, but there's nothing right in that. So I know I'm all over the place on this one, and we'll, you know, fine tune it on the next one, the next few. But this is one of those podcasts, we over the place, but I want you to say, yeah, I didn't think about that. And she was shy. Somebody was saying, "You always trying to preach, this ain't black power, man, this is empowerment. I don't need just black people to be rich, I need white people and bad people to be rich. People think differently. I want all that. Blacks, whites, yellow, what do you mean? African, I want all everybody to be wealthy. But some of the ones that's got think they wealthy, their minds is warped. They just told them the only way to make it is to have more poor people to help keep you wealthy. That's saying that whoever falls for that don't need no money. You're lazy. You're scared. If you got fear, you shouldn't be wealthy. Again, these young boys and girls, I got one of them where they train. I'll give you one more. Steve and them. My boy Steve over there. You know, that dude goes in. He goes in. Some other guys, you know, I don't speak everybody's name. I don't want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? But why would you not be want to be a part of truth? And I'm gonna keep it simple and plain. Now, if I'm wrong, cool. It's my opinion. But let's talk about it. Well, the country needs wealth. I'm gonna give you one more before I get the up out of here. That what pisses me off. Again, I started off and I told you Google and them don't even pay taxes. This is the only country that allows somebody to come from another country and start their own business and generate as much money as they want and they send it back to their country. Don't understand it. We done got so caught up in our system to make sure that we got poor, and that's the only way we're going to make it. The more poor, the more people say, "Forget it. I'm joining the Army, the Navy." If you're rich, man, you're like, "Man, I'm not fighting nobody. I'm living the life. I'm on the boat. I'm chilling." And now your Army's shrinking. Why? Y'all don't want to shrink because you what? You scared. Let your mouthpiece do the talking. But you scared, so you don't do that. So you make them poor, make them so just just going, I'm going into the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, whatever. And the football players, you get my scholarship. And when they get the degree, they ain't no job. So that scholarship it doesn't equal out as much money as they make by selling their jerseys for the system. They get nothing. And you got a degree out of it, but again, the degree depreciates because there's nothing there for them. All you did was give your time. My cousin, I went to go see him in Iowa. He told me after the game, he had to go take a class for 4 hours dancing. Dancing, a dance class ain't making me no money. Why you got elected taking dance classes? I bet the guy that you hired from India that you don't have to pay that much, and God bless them, they don't have that. And they put in 10, 11 graders, 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds, learning how to program instead of bringing their butt to America or having it outsourced to them over there, making a killing. So why can a country that I love to death and a company say, you know what, Marlo, we don't need you no more. We're sending my business. They just did it to my son. They outsourced it overseas. So he has to write a PowerPoint so he can train the people overseas how to run the business. It's the craziest thing I ever heard. And then you're fired. Okay. This business doesn't pay taxes, sends money, sends jobs over there, and has it here. Boy, that's the shit. To me, that's awesome. You can't beat that. So, the government has not stepped in and said, yo, you're making all this money. You're not providing jobs. So you know what? We're going to hit you for $25 million. Whatever, I'm just putting out there. You're going to get a penalty out this world. Because people have lost their jobs. No money. Now I got more food stamps. I got more people on welfare. I got more chaos. Because you cut 100,000 jobs. Because for 2 years ago, you profited $25 billion. But these last 2 years, you profited 18 to $21 billion. So you mad. You cutting. Bad boy. And so my government ain't saying, you know what, if you're doing that, you take your ass over there. Or you keep these people employed. Or you take this penalty. People out here that's paying taxes, they've never had to pay as much as they're paying now. But Google and Amazon, who I love, and I always use them, aren't paying taxes? So are they saying, well, since we hired so much, there's got to be some sort of transition. I don't know. But no matter what the transition, there's no excuse for that. So I know she broke it down. She says, if you make $50,000, the way it's broken down by percentages, you got to give $30,000 back to the government. How are you surviving? Because we slowly but surely wiping your ass out. So either you provide your own product or your own service, or you ain't got nothing coming. Get on this internet, generate your business, make your money. In a couple of years, internet 2 come out, it won't even be free to do the things you want to do now. Wake up, smell the coffee, stop acting like you all that, because you're not. I'm laughing at you because you think you got a little something. You're talking to a couple people. People wearing your stuff. You wearing their stuff. Or you putting it in your hair. Man, listen. Listen to what I'm telling you. Wake the fuck up. Excuse my language. I got some friends on here never heard me talk like that. And I'm sorry. But I'm just passionate about this right here. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to complain about the president, the incoming president. If I stick and move, we stick and move. You ain't got no other option but to, you know, placate what I'm saying. But until we do, you think about this, there's about to be something else out here. All the other ones run to the concerts and loving Beehive and all that, and that's great. I love it. I didn't like her. I love it. She worked hard. She said it's a woman's song, Boss. My grandkids is already rich. And she wasn't saying that to make you look bad. She said to tell you, let's get it on. Jay-Z said they'd rather work for the man than to work with me. Give you the blueprint for appeal. Billionaire. But when he went in the bathroom, he handled his situation the same way I do. And Biggie said that they bleed like us. So different. Open your mouth. I got me a new Twitter. So I meet some new people. And after the old people, y'all want to jump on with me? Let's go. Let's get it. Speed it on. But y'all, I've been talking to y'all, telling y'all to do this, do that, another. Yeah. I'm done with that. I reached out to a gentleman. He was successful. I needed some money advice. You didn't want to talk about that. Well, I was a white man talking to me about banking and business. That's the way I felt. And excuse me, not a black man. In my mind, I was a poor man. Want to talk to me about banking and business. Talk to me about running that ball, that's it. But you got the wrong one, baby. Personal to it. So, feel what I'm saying. So y'all touching. I'm gonna try to do this quite a bit. I'm about to come hard. It's about to be sweet. You know what I mean? It's gonna be sweet. One more thing, man. Stop doing everything just for the kids. Kids can't do nothing if you don't have the parents. Parents can't come. I'm going to say that. That's my slogan from now on. I'm going to say that same thing everywhere. Stop just doing for the kids. Do something for these parents because they need some guidance, too. You don't know how they came up. I'm not helping no grown man. Why? He has struggles. He wants to be successful, but he has struggles. And so now he needs some help. You don't even want to help him. But if you help him, that's going to compliment that dude you took to the space station. To go underseas and look at the earth crust and learn about that. But I keep telling you, when you come home, there's no food on the table. Brother, he didn't forget all about that shit you just told him. He's trying to push something in his belly. And nobody's helping this black man right here or this white man right here. So he's going to do what he got to do. I want that. People in Cobb County going to school hungry still. Had to investigate that. And so y'all know me. I don't want to just point out the problem. But I have a plan to do something about it. So now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be out. Got to get this money. Got to get this break. Got to get this wealth. But you got to intertwine it now. We're doing something that's going to shake the world up. You know what I mean? And if you're living, if you're breathing at this time, you're still on this earth at this time, from 120 to 2 years old, you are here. Or 2 months ago, you are here to shake, to reshape it, and to empower. If you right now make a move, maybe you'll be breathing right now. You got to make a move. Take a move. Let me know. week. Yo, check me out. Check me out. We're going in. We got another one. We got this other one coming up. It's going to be good. It's going to be on point. We're spreading this around. A couple people are going to be mad. A few people are going to be mad. That's okay. That's okay. It's God wanted it done. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe be done. I may not get the, what I always say, I may not get the most popular vote. I get the kids vote. None of the ones that matter. I'm never going to get. Y'all ain't got to cut my head off or nothing like that because my I can't run for politics. I can't be a politician. You know what I mean? We got Tupac really killed. He said, I got a million fans, I'm a million followers. I'm also running for president. Wrong answer. So do something about that. That's a fear. So I'll cut my head off because I'm powerless. I'm powerless. I love the country. Hey, sweet deductions again. It's just all a game. It's all a game.